Hello, and welcome to the ChannelBuzz.ca podcast, coming to you live, or a reasonable hand-drawn facsimile thereof, from Miami Beach, Florida, at Acronis' first ever Cyber Summit here. I'm Robert Dodd, editor of ChannelBuzz.ca, and as always, your host for the show. At Cyber Summit, Acronis declared backup dead, and that's kind of an interesting statement for a company that's primarily known historically to its MSP customers as a backup player. I sat down with Patrick Hurley, Vice President and General Manager for the Americas at Acronis, to discuss what exactly that means, among other topics. We discuss what Acronis is today, what that means for the company's partners. We also touch on new types of partners the company's working with, its plans to expand in the Canadian market, the role of distribution, and how MSPs can differentiate themselves in a commoditized space, as well as much more. It's a fascinating conversation, so let's get right into it. My chat with Patrick Hurley. Appreciate you taking the time, Pat. Thanks for carving out a few minutes on what is, I'm sure, a busy Cyber Summit for you.
Yeah, I mean, I've just seen people running around here like crazy, bumping from meeting to meeting, and always love the opportunity to meet with partners and press.
It's a time of reinvention, obviously, for Acronis, between the investment and kind of new focus and that sort of thing. Historically, I'd say Acronis has been known, obviously, as a backup company to the MSP community. What should the MSP community think of Acronis as today?
Well, first off, they should join the cyber revolution that is starting here at the Cyber Summit. Second, one of the messages we're trying to deliver today is that backup is dead, right? You need a more complete end-to-end solution to protect your customers' data. We have really coined the phrase and combining traditional backup, disaster recovery, data protection solutions with cybersecurity offerings and real true security, anti-malware, anti-ransomware solutions that we see in the market today, combining those into one complete solution, which we call cyber protection. Mm-hmm. We deliver a platform that is designed specifically for managed service providers. It's built in a multi-tier, multi-tenant fashion so that they can really deliver the solution to their customers in a way that's going to fit their business model and allow them to manage their business in an effective way. It's a self-service enabled offering that we do today, which is allowing them to also white label the solution, so they're going to take the first call of support. Mm-hmm. So it's very important that they're trained up and understand our solutions today. So what we're telling those partners today is that you can use the Acronis platform to really leverage multiple opportunities within the cyber protection space. And that ranges from backup to DR to file sync and share, monitoring, authenticity solutions, which we refer to as Acronis Notary, and then the future services around Total Protect, mm-hmm. vulnerability assessments, threat detection, and the different ISVs that are going to plug into our ecosystem. We expect to have over 1,000 of these ISV partnerships over the next couple of years actually integrated into our platform.
One of the classic challenges of expanding a channel expanding your product line when you're working with a channel, sort of the if you build it, will they come kind of factor, where you might head off in multiple new directions and hopefully the partners come with you. What are you doing to make sure partners are coming with you on that journey and are ready and armed and sort of willing?
Yeah, absolutely. That's a great question. The community for us has really grown quite fast. So we have just under 6,000 active service providers in our platform today. And when we talk about service providers, it's a pretty broad term. We work with traditional hosting providers. Some of those are regional, some of those are national, some of those are international. So some of the big logos you see out there in the hosting community are using Acronis today. Mm-hmm. We work with telcos. We work with regional ISP providers. We work with kind of traditional MSP shops, ranging from your mom and pop shop working with maybe a couple hundred customers up to your very large service providers, the national guys that you see running the commercials during the Sunday football games. Mm-hmm. Beyond that, we work with very specific niche service providers like managed security service providers. Mm-hmm. So evangelizing the message to each one of those, we've been able to deliver our solutions to each one of them to get access to their addressable base of customers. So we believe we're making a good impression now, and with the advent of these new cybersecurity solutions, we're able to really significantly increase our TAM and touch in different spaces that we've been fairly limited from before when we just talked about backup. backup or disaster recovery. Our addressable market is now massively bigger as we combine the discussion around cyber protection.
You touch on an already pretty broad channel is sort of driving more security, more protection through the product line, and there's also been described a great deal of integration kind of across the product line. How is that sort of evolving, who you work with as far as the types of partners and maybe driving you deeper into that? That's sort of what may have been a traditional MSSP space.
Yeah, the differentiator for us has been the integrations, as you mentioned. So delivering the solution via an open platform where we have tight integrations, where we have open APIs, where we have software development kits available for our partners, it allows those MSPs to really create custom offerings, and it allows us to work more closely with and tightly with those integrated partners. So whether you're talking about an RMM provider, a PSA provider, a billing and provisioning system, for us, it's really important to have those connections because it fosters ease of use and adoption by the service providers. That's been huge for us.
Is the definition of an Acronis partner expanding? Are you seeing new types of partners coming on board?
Absolutely, and we're helping them make that pivot, right? So Acronis has been going through a pivot for the last few years, right? Mm-hmm. So we've been around for about 16 years. I personally have been with Acronis for 11. If you talk to my direct reports, they'll say that I've been here for 35 years. But at the end of the day, our partner profiles are significantly changing, because part of it is having a conversation with what may be a traditional VAR who knows they need to pivot their business to focus more on not just selling recurring revenue, but also expanding from what they do with us today with backup to getting into a new space. And that's not something you can just jump into, right? You need to have the expertise, you need to work with the right partners, and it really helps to have an integrated solution to be able to deliver to your customers. So we're seeing those VARs make the jump. We have a lot of VARs that are part of that quote-unquote service provider community within our platform, and we're having conversations with VARs that are a lot different than what we would have had a couple of years ago. It's more of a business discussion, right? You're not going to a VAR, an owner operating maybe of a VAR, that's developed a pretty good business to sell multiple solutions, but they're looking to figure out, you know, what's my next step here? If I don't adapt to this evolution that's happening, I'm going to die. So it's really having those business conversations with them, and it's no longer about talking about speeds and feeds and importance of backup, right? The conversation is about what's your core products, what are your core offerings, what's your anchor solution, and what can we wrap around that to allow you guys to increase your margin on other solutions. So, for example, everyone's selling Office 365.
Sure.
You're not going to retire off selling Office 365. There's not enough margin in it. You need to be able to sell multiple solutions around that customer. It's an age-old method. You know, Sergey talks about it all the time, and he's been in the cloud for 20 years before the cloud was the cloud.
Mm-hmm.
So when we talk to these guys, we're talking about things like ARPU, average revenue per user. Being able to sell multiple services into one customer not only increases your ARPU, it reduces the churn of your customers. And the numbers are very directly correlated to churn. So the more service you have wrapped around, the less customers are going to leave you. The more services you can sell in general, the more revenue you're going to make, and naturally the more margin you're going to have to support your business.
What do you find are the most common kind of first steps beyond backup that partners take with Acronis?
Depending on the size of the organization, it's definitely disaster recovery. So that's really something that it's starting to make its way further down. As our technology has advanced, and we've provided a scalable in both ways, up and down the customer size. As we provide that, you're seeing more smaller businesses leverage the power of something like disaster recovery. And you need to educate them on what that is, because you're having conversations now about RPO and RTO and recovery time objective, recovery point objectives. Some businesses may say, I'm okay being down for a few hours, you know, I'm okay maybe not having access to my data for a couple of days. But as they get bigger, that need becomes much tighter, and those windows start closing down. So that's definitely something we're seeing more conversation about it. And as we're able to deliver this technology, you're reducing the total cost of ownership of the solution. So a lot of those customers that were maybe considered too small before to be a candidate to use DR, to have a high availability solution, are now starting to adopt those solutions. Naturally, cybersecurity is something you can wrap around, whether that's anti-ransomware protection or whether it's leveraging a platform partner like Bitdefender to deliver AV and anti-malware solutions.
Canada is often, we often say, a nation of SMBs, and especially when you look at it from a U.S. lens, even a lot of our large enterprises tend to look like SMBs here. That would seem to play well for Acronis, given your sort of focus on SMB, as you described, the ability to kind of drive that a little bit further down the chain into SMB. Talk to me a little bit about the business in Canada, where you see it at, and the opportunity you see there.
Our entire focus in Canada is through the channel. It's probably one of the areas that we have one of the largest focus on from building out that channel. Mm-hmm. We have some partners here today at the Cyber Summit that have been great partners for us for a number of years. We have SureWeb, it's a regional service provider based out of Sherbrooke.
Yep.
Illinois, we have a great partnership with them. They're building some specific solutions, which I think they'll be announcing very soon around Office 365 and protecting those types of environments. Interwork Technologies, based out of Toronto, has been a great partner of ours. They're starting to really move into more of the services model and sell a lot more of the cyber cloud offering. They've got a lot of expertise selling Trend Micro and some other security solutions for a number of years, so it's a natural partner for us to be working with. And we need scale up there to be able to reach all these small businesses. So for us, it's really a focus market for us. And you know, I think we were limited a couple years ago without having the ability to store data locally outside of a partner like SureWeb, who has their own data centers.
Right.
You know, we now have the partnership with Google where you're able to store the data through a storage gateway in Canada to really alleviate any data sovereignty concerns they might have.
So it sounds like the community in terms of the number of MSPs you're working with is still maturing somewhat in Canada.
Yeah, I think our share in Canada is not where it needs to be. That's a specific goal of mine, is to really increase our presence up there. We don't have a brick and mortar operation up there, which I think hurts us a little bit. You heard Robert Hershkovic talking earlier about, you know, living in California, doing business in New York, living in Canada and trying to do business in the U.S. It goes the other way as well. So we do have you know, people locally in Buffalo that are supporting partners like Ingram, who we do good business with in Canada, and Interwork, who's based out of Buffalo and Toronto. So having the presence there and the close vicinity of those types of partners really helps us, and it's helped us accelerate those kind of Eastern province relationships. We've got a very large retail partner out on the West, Best Buy Canada, that's been doing very well. Essentially, we're working through their Geek Squad to deliver our solution, which is more of a consumer prosumer offer. But we're finding that as we start to analyze the customers that are using Acronis True Image, a lot of these are very small businesses. So they're SOHO, maybe they have 5 up to 10 employees or so, and they're going to Best Buy to buy their technology. And with that, the Geek Squad is approaching them and saying, you want to buy a services package, and they're starting to attach stuff. We're seeing great success in them attaching our consumer product to that motion, and then customers then have a copy of their data in the cloud that's easily accessible.
You touch on Interwork a couple times. You've also got Ingram, and I guess in Canada, to a lesser degree, Pax8 is there, but not maybe as major players in the States. Can you speak a little bit to the role that distribution plays for you guys in building out that channel that you described?
I mean, they have a ton of reach going into these partner communities, and it's really not about, you know, calling up and getting a SKU anymore. It's more about having a consultative conversation. We're seeing a lot of consolidation of billing starting to happen, so you know, partners are smart. They're shopping around. They're not only trying to get the best price, but they're trying to get the best service. And we provide flexible options for them to go and work with the partner of their choice. So there's multiple partners you can buy from in the Canadian market, depending on what your needs are. You know, some of them might differentiate in other ways, and we want to provide the ability for our partners to choose for themselves where they want to purchase their solutions.
What are some of the common threads that you find make for a good partner fit with Acronis?
It's a good question. Yeah, I mean, number one is relationships. So we can't get these things off the ground unless we have a good working relationship, and you're obviously wanting to work towards a common goal. We absolutely have that with our partners up in Canada. Beyond that, I think the integration piece is key, making sure that our technology is talking to their technology to deliver a seamless interaction for the customer. You know, beyond that, I think there's been a lot of the marketing initiatives that we've partnered with them on, and making sure that they... that we're aligned in terms of our approach is really important. So, you know, we contribute in many different ways to different marketing plans with those partners, and a lot of that can then cascade down to the VARs or the service providers as well for them to leverage those capabilities. We tend to work in conjunction with them to develop joint marketing programs so that those can be repackaged to the partners so that they can then go and grow their business. These guys are very busy, especially the smaller partners that... you know, they're jack-of-all-trades type guys. Yeah. Some of them are owner-operators, sales guy, marketing guy, right? They're doing everything. They need help with this type of stuff, and it gets back to what we were talking about earlier about the business discussion. So when we go to them, we're talking about go-to-market, we're talking about marketing programs, we're talking about acquisition, we're talking about cross-sell, upsell. These are the conversations that we're having with these guys on a daily basis. We've got an entire team dedicated to building relationships with those service providers in conjunction with our distribution partners to make sure that they're serviced on both ends.
Okay. backup is obviously something that I think every MSP offers in some form or another. I'm curious how much you see, or how much of a runway you see sort of the cyber protection message having as far as a differentiator in MSP versus sort of becoming itself a table stakes assumed kind of offering. And what do you see your MSP partners doing to better differentiate themselves?
So you're saying backup isn't sexy anymore? No, we get that. I mean, it's a commodity product, but it's a product that can be monetized very quickly. And for them, it comes down to, you know, what is a best-in-breed solution? We absolutely offer a best-in-breed solution. And what's a solution that can solve multiple use cases for us? So we don't have to train all of our staff on 10 solutions, right? Mm-hmm. If we're doing backup with one company, DR with a different company, and security with a different company, we've got multiple people that need to be trained on all these different solutions, be familiar with their interface, and then multiple vendors.
Management consoles, multiple
logins, all this stuff, right? It gets fairly complicated to manage and expensive. So using a solution like Acronis can lower the total cost of ownership of delivering that solution. The other part is it's white labelable, right? So they're creating their own brand. They can leverage our brand. We've been doing this for a long time. We know backup, we know DR, we know cyber protection very well. They can leverage our brand and say, hey, we're running on the Acronis AnyData engine. Or they can say, listen, I know backup. I know my customers. This is my offering. I'm Joe the MSP, and these are my colors. This is my logo. That's my phone number. If you have an issue, call me. And that's creating that direct contact with the end customer, and all that's enabled through this platform. So that's how we try to differentiate that offering with our partners.
Okay. We've heard a lot about the growth of the cloud business for Acronis writ large. Can you speak a little bit to how that business is going in Canada? Cloud is certainly an area that the Canadian market has perhaps been a little bit slower to adapt than certainly the rest of North America, but an area that's really matured over the last, say, 18 months.
Yeah. Again, it starts with our partners. So we don't have much of a presence out there without our partner community. So working with the likes of Ingram and Pax8, Nanowork, and those guys, SureWeb, that provides the reach in there and allows them to evangelize our message. SureWeb's been a partner of ours for a number of years. And they know cloud very well. They've been in the hosting space for a while now. So they're a trusted advisor for us. So we've learned from them. They've learned from us on how to deliver these solutions. And they're helping to educate the marketing candidates to the overall possibilities that cloud unlocks. As I mentioned earlier, you know, one of the things I think that slowed us down initially when we rolled out the first versions of our solution was that we didn't have a target in Canada. Either you worked with a local service provider and delivered it in a hybrid method, which not all those service providers are enabled to do so. Or, you have to send your data to the U.S. And for some customers, certainly government customers highly regulated industries, that's not going to happen. So being able to leverage the power of an Uber cloud player like Google and have a target location in Canada that's a selectable option has really started to accelerate that growth, like you mentioned, over the last few months.
All right. What's the biggest untapped or underrealized opportunity for your partners right now?
It's a good question. I mean, it's pretty much everything that we're doing today. We all know that everyone's going to be offering backup. The question that they need to ask themselves is how many different backup vendors do I need to provide? And they may have a couple of customers that have unique needs, that maybe there's some sort of operating system out there or database that they need a specific solution for, or a customer that says, I've been using this for years. Yeah, I'm moving to the cloud, but I want to continue to use this technology. Mm-hmm. So there's needs to support those other platforms. So that's one opportunity is a consolidation, which is just going to free up margin for the partners. They don't need to support as many platforms. Obviously, the expanse into the security space. And I think when you talk about service providers in any market, it can be a pretty wide definition, as we talked about before.
Sure.
So the traditional VARs that we've worked with, they're now dipping their toes in this space. And they're looking to become a trusted advisor for their customers on all matters of cyber protection, which includes data protection and cybersecurity.
There's been one of the things that sort of surprised me about the managed services evolution of the channel over the year is that it hasn't gone as deep into the long tail as I'd expected in two areas. One is managed print, which is not necessarily germane to this conversation. The other is managed security, which is germane to this conversation. Do you see those skill sets starting to go deeper into the deeper through the channel, or is that going to sort of remain a rarefied air, a pure play space for a while to come?
Well, certainly as technology advances, there's new opportunities for partners to educate themselves on multiple offerings and multiple ways to detect this stuff. You heard Hirschgebeck talking earlier that I think he said some enterprises are using like 62 security solutions.
Yeah, I think 70 or something. Yeah, something
it's
like
crazy.
That.
How do you manage something like that? Right? Yeah. How can you? It's pretty cocky of you to say, hey, we support all these things and I know these things inside and out. It's not going to happen. It's just not realistic. Even if you're a large enterprise or a large partner support, it's not realistic. So for those partners, it's really a question of whether they're going to take that step in and become the trusted advisor for those types of offerings. And it's not easy. It's a lot of stuff to learn. Even for Acronis, we had to learn how to work in the cloud. We had to learn how to work with service providers. We had to learn how to sell security solutions. This is a transition that happens. What we've learned through that process, we can now pass along to those partners and help educate them, and then they can help to evangelize that to their customers.
All right. What can partners expect from Acronis in the near term future?
Sky's the limit. Yeah, I mean we're really accelerating fast. We want to create as close of a partnership with the channel as we can. We got thousands of partners live in the platform today, and with the expansion of the platform and allowing other ISVs to plug into it is really going to be a unique offering that no one else has out there today. And the biggest thing is that we're developing it all in-house. This has not been multiple acquisitions. We've acquired companies, but everything that we've built here for the cyber platform has all been built in-house. So all the customers that we've acquired through the years via those acquisitions are now on CyberCloud. And that platform is expanding at a very fast rate. So we need partners to help support that growth that are as passionate about doing this stuff as we are.
All right. Pat, appreciate you taking the time. Good conversation.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
There you have it. Backup is dead. Long live cyber protection. From Patrick Hurley. I'd like to thank Patrick for taking the time to chat. Thank you, Acronis, for having me out to Cyber Summit. And of course, thank you for listening. The podcast will be back later this week as we sit down with Linda Rendelman, Senior Vice President of Endpoint Solutions for the Americas at Tech Data, to talk about the evolution she's seen in the distributor's endpoint business. From a world of stack 'em high and sell 'em low, Tech Data has switched things up to focus on more value in the endpoint market. We'll talk to Rendelman about how that evolution's gone, how solution providers can join in, and much more. In the meantime, we'd appreciate it if you take a moment to leave us a rating in your podcast app of choice, and of course, you can subscribe to the podcast in either Apple Podcasts or Google Podcasts to make sure you never miss an episode. Until next time, I'm Robert Dutt for ChannelBuzz.ca, and I'll see you around the channel.